Hey, I know you don't smoke weed. I know this. But I'm gonna get you high today. Cause it's Friday, you ain't got no job, and you ain't got shit to do.
Mahomes, Hurts, Kelce, and Saquon. It's the Chiefs and Eagles in Super Bowl 59. Extended pregame starts this Sunday at 1, kickoff at 5:30. Super Bowl 59. Brought to you by LifeGenics Institute and only on Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Tick.
Alabama Shakes is coming to the Pavilion at Toyota Music Factory September 27th with special guests Greyhound. Get tickets and info at LiveNation.com. You can text Shakes to 22126 to win your way in. That's Shakes to 22126.
All right, DJ, thank you very much. We're live at the Super Bowl. Friday fun time here in New Orleans. Get you ready for a big, big weekend where the weather's going to be beautiful tomorrow, and then it all changes once again. As I hope everybody's enjoyed the fine week of weather back there in the DF Dub.
Are you tiny?
Yeah, I just feel like I sound a little weird.
Ham, we believe Corby to be tiny, Mr. Killer. So we need
one,
more.
1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2. Hello?
Need more killer.
Hello? Is that good?
Yeah, you're fine.
Okay.
All right. As long as I sound hot.
You sound just as hot as you did last segment.
Whew, thank you. All right, so we have two audio offerings for Friday Fun. And one is an old staple, and one is a hopefully new staple.
Okay.
About 20 years ago, I was making phone calls from right there where DJ sits in his producer chair. And it was during the show, late in the show one day, and I had to call my wife for something at a break. And so I was in there making a phone call, and our producer at the time, Danny, said, he goes, because we were doing like stupid bits where we would drop words that had to do with something with the female genitalia into our conversation. He was like, you need to try that on your wife. And so I just randomly called, didn't record anything. It was just stupid one, you know, one-off bit. And so I was like, hey, you know, do I need to go to the store or whatever? And, you know, then I'd be like, is it cervix? And just very, and it would, I'd make him laugh. And then eventually she's like, I know what you're doing, so stop it. I'm like, okay. So we took Repro Man to the streets pretty soon after that to see if I would be stopped by anybody. And the hit rate, as far as complete stop downs, I think is about 2 in 20. 2 for 30, let's say.
They just let you go.
We haven't done it in quite some time. I think it's been a handful of years since we did old Repro Man, but we did it.
I mean, there's
it.
An intro.
I know there is an intro. We don't have time for that. So let us. It's too long. It's so stupid, too. The bit.
Come on, the people
all right,
want
all right.
The open.
Hear the intro.
In late 2001, an aspiring gynecologist was conducting an experiment involving vinegar, water, and cheese. But an unstable chemical miscalculation caused a freak accident, inspiring the young man to develop an unusual love for sports. Now, several years later, he roams the earth, asking professional athletes uncomfortable questions about the female reproductive system and sports. To most, he is just a loner. But to us, he's simply known as Repro Man.
Let's go!
Happy oh, hey, guys. It's me, Repro Man.
Hey, good to see you. It's been a while.
I know. Oh, man. What a life, huh? What a life. Well, I hit up the Kansas City Chiefs Super Bowl champion, Kansas City Chiefs Media Day, and this is how it went down.
All right. Name, number, and college.
Najee Johnson, 13, Marshall.
Marshall. Nice. Did you grow up out there, too?
Nah, I'm actually from Virginia.
Oh, you are?
Yes.
Okay. All right, cool. So it's got to be cool being in an organization like this now that this is kind of expected. Like, it's kind of what you guys do and what you're a part of, and it's got to kind of be a cool feeling going into training camp knowing that's the way it is, cervix.
Yeah, I mean, just all the stuff that you experience with this organization is just a class act.
Yeah, I mean, it seems like from top to bottom, uterus, like it's all cool.
Mm-hmm. It is.
So from Andy Reid on down, you guys play, obviously, at a certain level. Is it putting any more pressure on you, knowing that all these guys are performing at a high level, that now you have to play at that level too, Overy?
I mean, it does, but not really, because we're a team at the end of the day. So if one person is slacking, we can pull them up together, because ultimately when we fail as a team. When we win as a team. So
okay, yeah, that makes sense. Is it weird for a lot of the guys that have been here for a few years that you're not used to be everyone's darling, and now, you know, the public has kind of turned a little bit, memories, that it's weird. It's a weird vibe.
Yeah, I mean, they hate us. We talking like taking on that villain role, and I kind of like that villain.
Yeah, I mean, everybody's kind of accepted that, Vulva.
Yeah, everybody, we accepted that. I mean, whatever you want to portray us as.
Okay. Yeah, you guys, you know who you are, Badge. You're yeah, okay. That makes sense. Okay, what's the toughest thing to get used to when you do a week of practices outside of your comfort zone, like outside of Kansas City? What's the toughest thing to really get used to, urethra?
Just refocusing in, because you got all these distractions and stuff. Knowing that you're here for my ultimate goal is to win another Super Bowl, so just the distractions.
Well, any of your family come down for the game, Womb, or is it you flying solo?
They're coming down Friday.
Everyone is?
Just my mom and my wife.
Mom and wife?
Yeah, mom.
Okay, all right, that's cool. I imagine it'd be cool. You get to see him then right before the game, like you give your mom a hug,
yeah,
Beef?
Yeah, I get to see him before then.
Okay, that would be really cool, I would think. So give you a little bit of, I don't know, comforting feeling,
that's not
right?
Illegal. Yes, it is.
Okay. Is there a guy on the team that you would literally run through a wall for, climb the fallopian tubes and just bust through? Like, what?
I mean, Josh Williams.
Why is that?
Because he's just, we're like the same person, and he's just somebody came in with the class of 2022. Cornerback that's been through a lot in his career. I just fight for him.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. You have a good one. Good luck.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Thank you.
Hey, can we see you for a couple more?
Muff.
Like, how long would you have to go for him to stop?
He would never.
I don't know.
Like, he knows English.
Yes.
He knows there are words in there that shouldn't be.
I have a set of very unique skills to soften the blow of these words that would otherwise be weird in general conversation. It's a gift.
So this character got bit by a spider, or how did this happen?
I can't remember. There was an experiment
in 2001,
vinegar and cheese.
They're conducting an experiment involving vinegar, water, and cheese.
Yeah, vinegar, water, and cheese. That makes sense.
Yeah, and that resulted in this, huh? Okay.
Okay, so there is Repro Man.
Let's see if we can get even more juvenile.
Okay, so
how could we get even more juvenile?
Well, so at training camp, Cowboys training camp this past summer, I debuted a character, an homage to a cousin of Repro Man, the Overcusser.
Yes.
And instead of the Overcusser, which, self-explanatory, he throws in a lot of cuss words, I chose to make my homage to the Overcusser, the Overqueefer. So
of course you did.
He just shoehorns in the Q word as often as possible. Many times in place of cuss words.
Right.
And so,
incredible.
This was also Monday night, media night, with a Kansas City Chief. I ended up settling on Keith Taylor, who is a reserve cornerback. He was there last year. He has a Super Bowl ring. He's been up and down from the practice squad. He was drafted by the Panthers, but now he is in kind of their secondary rotation with the Chiefs. But he was wearing his sunglasses at media night. He was very animated. He was spending a long time with a dude from some Hispanic agency, not the dude who died.
Yeah.
Not the guy who got
R.I.P.
murdered, but somebody different.
Yeah.
And so I felt like he would be a good sport. And so this is the Overqueefer with Keith Taylor.
How's it going, man?
How we doing?
Good. I'm Dave. What's your name?
Keith. Nice to meet you.
Keith, nice to meet you, for real. So, has it hit you yet that you guys are back in the Mother Queefin Super Bowl?
Yeah, for sure.
Obviously, you're here, you're a supremely confident elite athlete, but if you visualize the game on Sunday, do you think there might be a moment where the ball's coming at you and you're like, oh, Queef?
Never.
Never?
Nah.
One guy that surely is going to go off in the Super Bowl is your buddy Patrick Mahomes over there. What is, like, the next thing that he's going to bust out in a game that people have never seen before, like a through-the-legs queef and throw or some queef like that?
He'll probably, like, do, like, a trick play to Xavier Worthy, and then Xavier going to throw it back to him, and then he's going to throw to Trav, and then Trav probably going to do, like, a hook ladder to somebody. I think that's going to be crazy.
Can we pause it right there?
Yeah, okay.
Between the legs, queef and throw?
Yeah. Or some other queef and queef like that.
This is...
Yeah, maybe rewind it and get to the beginning of that question.
Through the legs, queef and throw, or some queef and queef like that.
He'll probably like do like a trick play to Xavier Worthy, and then Xavier's going to throw it back to him, and then he's going to throw to Trav, and then Trav probably going to do like a hook ladder to somebody. I think that's going to be crazy.
I would love to see that. That'd be a queef and baller.
Yeah.
Hey, when you look at the Eagles, you think, damn, that's a queef and good team, or do you think, like, queef those mother effing queefs?
Nah, they cold, man. They good-ass team.
So you have, like, mad queef and respect?
Yeah, mad respect, man.
So with a Super Bowl queef and three-peat on the horizon,
yeah.
Like, if it comes true, do you think you'll be, like, praise queefus or, like, party queef and balls off? What are you going to do?
No, man, I'm going to be turned up, though. One of the two.
Well, good luck out there, and remember, you miss all the shots you don't queef.
Respect.
Queef, man.
Yes, sir.
What in the world? Praise Queefus?
It's the only reason we're doing this.
Praise Queefus or...
And again, they won't question that modified language.
When I asked him about the Eagles, and he was talking about what a good team they are. I said, so you got mad queef and respect, and he responded, yeah, mad respect.
Oh my god,
he wouldn't add the queefing part.
Praise Queefus.
What the heck is happening?
Queefus.
Well, that, kids and frankly, fellow radio stations, that's how you win a Marconi.
Oh, my God. Queefus.
Happy Super Bowl.
Happy Super Bowl indeed.
I don't know.
Oh my God! All right, let's do what is now becoming our yearly interview, because they are always in the Super Bowl. It's Patrick Mahomes' trainer, our good buddy, good strong P1, Bobby Stroop. Next,
praise Queefus.
A weird thing just blurred out like that. All right, let's talk
Will
about
on the podium.
Let's talk about leasing your next automobile with our friends at D&M Auto Leasing.